WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 42 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and three are in the hospital following a crash in West Bryan. Police report the person who died, 21-year-old Robert Lucas Collins of Bryan, was a backseat passenger in a pickup that rolled on Traditions Drive near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The 18-year-old male driver and a 19-year-old female passenger were admitted to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 22-year-old male passenger was admitted with serious injuries. According to the BPD news release, the truck was going at a high rate of speed when the driver lost control. Bryan Police has announced an arrest in the death of a local woman who died after being struck by a vehicle 2 weeks ago.
According to the arrest report, 47-year-old Leroy Conaway Jr. of Bryan told police he did not check what he struck before sunrise on January 14th while driving his mother's pickup on Highway 21 east of the freeway in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Conaway is accused of leaving the scene without rendering aid to the victim, Geneva Serna of Bryan. According to the arrest report, investigators found the truck they believe matches blue paint and headlight fragments where Serna was struck. Conaway told detectives he knew why they wanted to talk with him after seeing Facebook posts about a woman who was struck and killed. Conaway also said he had drank 3 or 4 shots of liquor and 3 or 4 beers prior to hitting Serna. Conaway was arrested for causing an accident involving death, is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council is holding a special meeting this afternoon to consider extending a deadline for an economic development project approved in December of 2015 in the downtown north area. The developer of Jordan Center is asking for another 6 months to get permits on the $28 million project. In exchange for building 130 apartments and new retail space, along with renovating the former Kimball Feed building, the developer will receive a rebate on more than $1 million in city property taxes and a waiver of $75,000 in city fees. Sometime down the road, pun intended, there will be an interstate highway running through Brazos County. The timetable is still being determined by the Texas Department of Transportation, which has announced the official designation of Interstate 14 from I-35 in Belton west to Copper's Cove. I-14 is designed to follow the path of Highway 190 in order to improve mobility between Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, and Fort Polk. A Bryan woman is out of jail on bond after she was arrested for taking more than $8,000 from a former employer. 31-year-old Dina Gongora is accused of the theft from a College Station salon between May of 2014 and January of 2015. According to the arrest report, she padded the number of hours she worked to help pay for child custody problems she was having. Move over, Chloe. It's Riley's time to shine.
The number one top name was Riley. Number two was tied with Emma and Avery. And then number three, there was a tie as well, Olivia and Sophia.
Yvette Della Torre, College Station's deputy local registrar, says the most popular girl baby names for 2016 are completely different than the year before, with Chloe, Adeline, and Madison disappearing from the top picks. As for the boys, 2016's top pick was Aiden, which merely flip-flopped with Jackson, 2015's most popular name. Overall, 2,370 babies were born in College Station in 2016, a slight decrease from the year before. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 42 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
There you are at 6:09. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, which has nothing to do with January, even though that's where we are at least for another day or two. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, sunshine, temperatures on the mild side. That's the story for today. And all in all, a pretty nice late January day, 70 to 75 today. Clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow should be sunny and mild as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with lows anywhere from 50 to 55. Then we're partly sunny during Wednesday, Highs on Wednesday around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the A&M men's and women's basketball games from over the weekend. Meanwhile, the AFC topped the NFC in the Pro Bowl last night. And in the NBA, the Mavs topped the Spurs while the Rockets fell to the Pacers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
God, I forgot to watch those.
Yep.
There was that in hockey also.
Mm-hmm. Where were you? You know?
I know.
What an exciting sports weekend.
You know, it's true, and I just, yeah. All right, so listen, it's okay to wash your car, it looks like. And you could do it yourself. Or, you know, you can, we have businesses that do that, but the weather's going to be just fine.
But, you know, as soon as you do wash your car, that's when it's going to rain.
You think so? You know, I don't know. Well, fingers crossed, see what happens. Just go out and enjoy the weather this week.
Yeah.
Sometime today, we'll do the trickiest tongue twister.
Uh-oh.
The trickiest tongue twister. And actually, next hour, we have a Broadway person coming in.
Ooh.
Well, I know just the idea that somebody from Broadway is up and around at 7 in the morning and willing to answer questions.
Very cool.
But with the Jersey Boys coming in, so we got one of the Jersey Boys coming in.
Very cool.
This morning. Two employees at a New Hampshire Burger King were arrested on oh, by the way, thanks for taking that story about the baby names. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big news, right?
Well, the flip-flop, it is. Well,
Jackson and Aiden.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
But nationally, Jackson still has the top spot.
There you go. Got a grandson named Jackson.
All
makes
right.
sense. Spelled differently, but that's okay. That's all right. And where did, what was it that dropped off for the, Madison?
Oh, Madison, Adeline, and Chloe were all in the top last year, or 2015.
Yeah.
And they all got nixed in 2016.
Wow.
Girls' names are changing.
Yeah. Okay. time to make. Well, you know, there was a time Chelsea was number one.
Yeah.
You know, so
it was not back when I was born.
Is that right?
No.
Back when. You hear that, Brad? She said back when I was born.
Back when I
was
born.
Way back then.
Yeah. No, it was, mom was kind of, you know.
Okay, she was on the leading edge of that.
She was. Okay. She was.
There you go. All right. So anyhow, two employees at a New Hampshire Burger King arrested on drug charges after authorities were tipped off that the drive-through customers who were asking for extra crispy fries got marijuana with their meals.
So they wanted to be
extra crispy.
They decided to try that out. And then for drive-through buyers who ask for Nasty Boy, then for extra crispy fries, that meant that the drugs weren't put in the food. They would be sold in a separate container.
Oh, okay.
So they're taking the marijuana and mushing it into the burger?
Apparently.
Is that what they do?
Cooking it in somehow?
See, and I'm not sure. Does flame broiled work when you do that?
I don't know.
And my thought is, you know, if there's smoke coming out of the broiler.
Yeah. I think the cooks are getting the benefit more than the
That's
customers.
Right. Getting a little buzz there.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
And then they just go over to the shake machine and get under it, right?
Yeah,
and just
open that up. Broken,
yeah.
So.
Oh,
maybe
right.
They had like a, instead of salt shaker,
yeah.
There was like a, you know, extra crispy seasoning.
That could be it. Just a little garnish to
exactly.
go with the food. All right. And so.
Nasty boy?
I know. I'm not sure why.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The BCS Chamber of Commerce, the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB present the most flavorful event of the year, A Taste of Aggieland. Hi, this is Rich White with HEB. For only $30 per ticket, you can sample delicious food and beverage from our local restaurateurs. And new this year, we have a chef prepared Boulevard Prime Dining Experience, which includes a three-course dinner and wine pairings. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for availability. We'll see you at the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, February 21st at the Expo Center. Visit bcschamber.org for more information.
All right, I'm just saying it's bubble wrap day today, okay?
Ooh.
All right.
So just celebrate as you see fit.
You know, and they really are getting rid of it.
Yeah, I was
what?
About to say,
yeah.
it's harder
to find.
Yeah, than it used to be.
Stuff gets packed in those just one big air bubble things.
Yeah, that's it.
What a stress release, though. Just
well,
popping
yeah,
those bubbles.
But no, you're right. And the thing is, that's why it's so easy, because those are big. They can be like, I don't know, like maybe the size of half a loaf of bread.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, and they've got air in them and they do the exact same thing.
Oh,
and
not nearly as fun to pop.
They're not.
Yeah.
So anyway, and if you can find, and back in the day, there were some that were really small, you know, where the little button
yeah.
things were small.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just started getting larger. And then before you know it, we get to this despicable thing that
one.
We have now.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll hope that changes sometime, but it probably won't. It's also Inane Answering Message Day. Not insane, but inane.
Okay.
Meaning just leave an inane message.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means, hi, you've reached such and such, and you leave the inane message, or you call somebody on their voicemail and leave numerous annoying messages. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So could inane just be like just the run-of-the-mill, hi, please leave your message after the beep?
Yeah, something like that. And then you just, when it beeps, you go message, and then you hang up.
Leaving you a message.
Yeah, that's right. And then you could just go back and forth with that and see how that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not. Anyway, so celebrate that today, and probably we've got some birthdays to go along with that.
We do got some birthdays, actually. Kid Cudi is 33. He's a rapper, and actually, you know, he's actually really funny. I watch a show called Comedy Bang Bang on
mm-hmm.
IFC. And listen
is
to the podcast.
Funny?
It's actually very funny. In
okay.
fact, if you're a fan of Portlandia, you
yeah,
probably would enjoy
it. I think I've tried it a couple of times, and I just couldn't get through an entire episode,
to be
honest.
You got to put your mindset in that sort
okay.
of absurdist humor sort
right.
of
okay.
thing.
Okay.
But the podcast is even funnier. But anyway, Kid Cudi took over after James Corden took Scott Aukerman's
yeah.
band leader,
sure.
Reggie
oh, okay.
Watts. Yeah. Yep. So he's very, very funny. Anyway, he's 33 today. Wilmer Valmorata.
Valderrama? Fez.
Yeah.
Fez. He's 37 today.
Yeah.
Andy Milonakis, if you remember him,
yeah.
he was on MTV.
Okay.
He looks like he's like 14. He's got that that disease where he looks like he's a child still. But
how old is he really?
He's 41.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Yeah. Let's see. Christian Bale is 43.
Okay.
Lots of things.
Batman.
Yeah. He's done a Batman, did American Hustle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And
right.
he's responsible for the worst Batman voice ever.
Yeah, yeah. kind of.
Brett Butler is 59. Remember
yeah,
Grace
I
Under
remember
Fire?
Her. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Phil Collins.
Oh.
66.
Oh, well, I think he's given it to him, but he owned more Alamo memorabilia than anybody in the world.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was he such a fan?
Interesting.
I don't necessarily remember that, but I remember he made several trips there, and the first time while he was touring, you know, when he's, I don't know if it goes back to the Genesis days, but anyhow, just became enamored about the whole idea of the fight for victory and for independence and that everybody died. And so he just started, kept it over in Switzerland.
Wow.
But I think about 2 years ago, he gave a lot of it to the Daughters of the Alamo or whatever, and they made him an official Texan or something.
Interesting.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
All right,
this Phil. Says he believes he may have fought there in a previous life.
Ah,
I don't
there
know
you
how
go.
True that is.
Okay.
Oh,
Phil.
Mm-hmm.
That's Phil
yeah.
Collins for you.
Right.
Yeah. Charles S. Dutton is also 66. You would recognize him if you saw him.
Mm-hmm.
He played Rock on Fox back in the day.
Yep.
Let's see. Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane is 75.
They all look alike.
Yeah, they do. Dick Cheney.
Oh.
76.
Careful where you stand if you go hunting with him.
That's yeah. true. Not right next to his
wore the cowboy barrel. Hat at the inauguration. That's
oh,
how you can see.
Okay.
Wore a cowboy hat sitting up there on the roster.
All right. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yep.
Vanessa Redgrave is 80.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Gene Hackman.
Hey, hey.
87.
You know, sixth choice to play Popeye Doyle. In the French Connection.
Wow, really?
Yep. Originally turned down the role of in Unforgiven. He won an Oscar for actually
wow.
both of those. He was also the first choice to play Hannibal Lecter.
Really?
In Silence of the Lambs. Even offered the chance to direct the film. He passed on both. And, of course, those two more Academy Awards right there.
Yeah.
One for the actor and one for him. And I think at one point, he was a roommate with Al Pacino.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, that's right, mm-hmm. when they were starving artists. And then, of course, Hoosiers. I mean, just, wow, what
legendary.
A great movie. Wow, what a great movie. And how old is he?
87.
87, wow. Yeah. All right, there you go, 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, media elites and liberal Democrats have had a field day mocking, ridiculing Donald Trump after he announced that he would be launching an investigation into voter fraud in U.S. elections. Now, the DNC even released a statement saying, quote, he can't let go of his voter fraud fantasy, both because he can't bear the thought that millions more Americans voted for Hillary Clinton than for him, and to cover up the real crime, Russian efforts to help him win. Well, according to a recent Washington Times piece, well, it seems as though Democrats once again have egg on their face, because Rowan Scarborough, Washington Times, reports that political scientists from Old Dominion University in Virginia have actually found that as many as 6.4% of non-citizens in the U.S. voted this past November. And they calculate that in this one instance alone, that Hillary may have received as many as 834,000 plus votes from non-citizens.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business class PC featuring Intel Core processors, it lets small business employees do their best work wherever it takes them. So learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. The economy's growth rate slowed during the final 3 months of last year. The government said gross domestic product, the measure of all goods and services produced, increased by just 1.9% compared to the fourth quarter of 2015. That also compares to the 3.5% growth rate in the third quarter. President Trump has set a goal of generating 4% annual growth by overhauling the tax code and rolling back some regulations. German prosecutors have named Volkswagen's former chief executive Martin Winterkorn as a suspect in a fraud investigation as they widen their probe into the company's diesel emissions cheating scandal. Prosecutors said there are indications Mr. Winterkorn knew of the problems earlier than he has said in public. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 7 points. The NASDAQ Composite rose 5. The S&P 500 slipped 2 points. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Good morning, 625, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
We're always talking about food and crazy food combinations and concoctions that people come up with. Well, this one just might take the cake, or cookie, as it were. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, Oreo has spent the past 5 years making all kinds of ridiculous new flavors, but someone just took Oreos to a whole different level. The Vale Brewing Company in Richmond, Virginia, just created an Oreo beer. It's a chocolate milk stout called Hornswoggler that was made with hundreds of pounds of crushed up Oreos. I don't know about you, but that actually sounds kind of good to me. Unfortunately, it's going to be tough to get. They're only selling it at the brewery, and they didn't make a very large run of it, so odds are you're never going to get to try it. But in my imagination, it's magical. I do like a dark beer, especially one that's got a little bit more of a chocolatey or coffee-type taste. That's the Hornswoggler. It is over at the Vale Brewing Company in Richmond, Virginia, if you feel like taking a trip. And it may just be worth it if you want to get your hands on some of that rare Oreo beer. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
With Sufal Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com. Offer ends 2/28/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Quality does make the difference, especially when it comes to furniture, because think about maybe some furniture you've bought that, just didn't last as long, didn't hold up, wasn't as comfortable, didn't feel the same 6 months afterwards. We've all been there. Well, Amish Furniture for Generations solves that. It's a different world at Amish Furniture for Generations because we're talking handcrafted, bench-built furniture that is made of solid wood. Now, of course, it's not all just wood furniture. That's the frame, and then they add upholstery to it, and they add fabric to it and make that comfortable. So whether it's for your bedroom or your dining room or your family room, your office, your kids' room, any of those, Amish Furniture for Generations can give you the quality that is sometimes hard to find. Now, different situation because you get to go in, you pick the wood, pick the finish, and you learn a little bit more about furniture, how it's made the way that it is, and Kent's more than happy to explain to you the process so that you see that this is heirloom quality furniture the day you get it, and you really can pass it on down the line. That's why it's called Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop in and see it. Amish craftsmanship combined with solid wood. It's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road. Just past the Kroger. You can call them if you want some more information. 774-4500. All furniture made in the U.S. by Amish craftsmen. Let's do weather. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holland Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Man, we couldn't ask for probably a better week of weather, especially when you consider that it's in January. High temperature today, about 73 degrees. Actually, next couple of days we'll probably be at 73. And clear skies out there for you to enjoy. Now, it cools down a little bit at night, but really not too bad at all. We'll be around 45 or so. Tonight, about 54 tomorrow. Then, looking at 77 for Wednesday. That'll probably be the warmest day of the week. Back to 70 on Thursday. Some clouds roll in, and we'll be at 68 on Friday. Right now, winds are calm, 71% relative humidity. Fair skies, we've got 42 out there.
How well you learn something new depends in large part on how well you think you'll learn something new. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
How well you learn something new depends in large part on how well you think you're going to learn it.
So if you believe you have to be naturally talented at something in order to do it, you're not going to improve very quickly, if at all.
Josh Kaufman, author of the book, The First 20 Hours.
If you believe that your mind is a muscle, and the more you practice, the better you become at something, you tend to improve very, very quickly. And the research says that the latter interpretation is the true one. If you sit down and practice anything, you will be much better at it.
One reason we avoid learning new things is we talk ourselves out of it, believing,
I'm not sure where to start. This looks scary. I'm not sure if it's worth it. That's a big, big barrier. The second is, let's say you get to the point where you start to dabble around in it. Usually, in the first few hours, you're terrible. None of us like the feeling of feeling stupid. And so that's what I call the frustration barrier. It's being so frustrated about your inability to do something that it's more comfortable to stop doing it and go watch TV or surf the internet.
The trick right then at that critical moment is to be persistent and not go off and watch TV.
Because if you can persist long enough, and the threshold that I recommend is about 20 hours of practice, you can go from knowing absolutely nothing to be very, very good at something in a very short period of time.
Tomorrow, do kids really learn things better than adults do? I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over a year ago, the Bryan City Council approved an economic development agreement to turn a portion of the north downtown area into a $30 million complex of residential, commercial, and retail space. The council is holding a special meeting this afternoon to act to give the developer another 6 months to obtain building permits. Chris Lawrence of the Jordan Center notified the council that it took longer to obtain for the financing for what he now says is a $28 million project. Lawrence has reduced the number of apartments to 130 and has cut the amount of retail space in order to create enough on-site parking. Jordan Center will continue to include a renovation of the former Kimball Feed building into a restaurant and catering business. Once construction is completed, Lawrence will receive a rebate on $1.1 million of city property taxes. Another $75,000 in city fees will be waived. At about the same time as the Jordan Center project, federal legislation was signed creating another interstate highway in Texas. Last Friday, the state's Transportation Commission gave final approval to the first 25 miles of Interstate 14 from Coppers Cove to Belton. The route, which follows Highway 190, means at a time yet to be determined, Brazos County will have its first interstate. The TxDOT office in Austin tells WTAW News they are currently evaluating the next steps for the I-14 corridor, and there is no set timetable. Supporters with the Gulf Coast Strategic Highway Coalition say the purpose of I-14 is to improve access of three major Army installations, Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, and Fort Polk. Bryan police continue to investigate a crash Saturday during the midnight hour that killed a passenger and put the driver and two other passengers in the hospital. The backseat passenger who died was identified as 21-year-old Robert Lucas Collins of Bryan. No names were released of the 18-year-old male driver, who along with a 19-year-old female passenger were admitted to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A 22-year-old male passenger was admitted with serious injuries. On Saturday afternoon, he was listed in stable condition. The crash was on Traditions Drive at the east edge of the development near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. According to the BPD news release, a pickup was traveling westbound at a high rate of speed when the driver lost control. The truck left the pavement and rolled. A Bryan man tells police he knew exactly why they wanted to talk with him.
According to the arrest report, 47-year-old Leroy Conaway Jr. saw a Facebook post about a woman being hit by a vehicle and killed, and that he put two and two together and realized he was the driver. Conaway is charged with causing an accident involving death by leaving the scene without rendering aid to Geneva Cerna. He told detectives he did not get out of his mother's truck to see what he had hit. Conaway also told investigators he had drank three or four beers and three or four shots of liquor prior to the collision. Again, according to the arrest report, officers were able to tie blue paint and headlight fragments where the victim was hit to the truck Conroy was driving. Conroy is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. The collision took place before sunrise on January 14th on Highway 21 east of the freeway in the Castle Heights neighborhood. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 years after College Station police received a report of an employee theft from a local salon, there has been an arrest. 31-year-old Dina Gongora of Bryan is accused of taking $8,100 over an eight-month period starting in May of 2014 and ending in January of 2015. According to the arrest report, Gongora told the police detective and the business owner she needed money to pay for child custody problems, so she added more hours than she actually worked. Gongora is out of jail after posting a $5,000 bond. One of two men accused of committing two armed robberies in 10 minutes in Bryan in June of 2014 has been found guilty by a Brazos County District Court jury. The district attorney's office reports a judge sentenced 32-year-old DeAndrea Phillips of Bryan to 60 years for the holdups. The co-defendant, 29-year-old Catrell Lindsay of Brenham, remains in jail awaiting trial. Neither victim was injured, according to prosecutors, who also detailed how the pair was caught following a 20-minute high-speed nighttime chase that ended in Curtin. A spike strip popped the tires of the getaway vehicle. Then Phillips was found with the help of a DPS helicopter using a heat-detecting camera that located him in a brushy field. A federal judge has issued a permanent ruling that blocks Texas from mandating burial or cremation of fetal remains in a victory for abortion rights groups. This follows temporary restraining orders that were issued last month. State officials sought to ban hospitals and abortion clinics from disposing of fetal remains as biological medical waste, usually meaning they are incinerated and placed in sanitary landfills. 2,370 babies were born in College Station last year, and the top two boy names swapped places from 2015.
In the number one spot was Aiden, number two was Jackson, and number three, there was actually a three-way tie with Jacob, James, and Noah.
Yvette Delatorre, College Station's deputy local registrar, says the list of top girls' names completely changed, with Riley coming in first, Avery and Emma tying for second, and Olivia and Sophia tying for third. Nationally in 2016, Jackson was the most popular boy's name, and Sophia was the most popular girl's name. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 42 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
You love her to the moon and back, so treat your little lady to a night that is out of this world. Brenham National Bank presents the Daddy-Daughter Dance, benefiting the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley on February 3rd and 4th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations now by calling 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Good morning at 6:38, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We got weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure in control of the weather this week. Not only do we have sunshine, but we get a chance to enjoy warm temperatures as well. We're up to about 70 to 75 today. It'll be clear tonight, lows 45 to 50. Sun's in the forecast for tomorrow, highs 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, it's going to be clear to partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. The outlook for Wednesday, we're partly sunny. Highs on Wednesday around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the Aggie men's basketball game from Saturday. Meanwhile, we'll recap the women's game against Mississippi State yesterday. And in the NBA, the Mavs snapped a 12-game losing streak in San Antonio with their win over the Spurs, while the Rockets couldn't hold off the Pacers in Indy. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so now the ban is in effect.
Yep.
And I didn't watch the award show last night, whatever the award show that was on.
I didn't either, but I hear they went off.
Well, you know, I don't give a rat's butt what John Legend thinks. Would he just sit down and shut up and play the piano? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, over and over, these people tend to think that the rest of America cares what they think.
Yeah. Some people do, Scott.
That's right.
Well, it's
some.
Like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you know, just because you played the Veep doesn't mean that you actually know about politics.
Yeah, well, and look, I'm the grandson of an immigrant, okay? Yeah, most of us are from immigrants.
Right.
But
this isn't about immigration. This is about illegal immigration.
Well, and with some bad intent as well.
Yes.
I don't think my grandfather decided he wanted to come over and destroy the infrastructure that was the United States. He wanted to come here and have a better life. And I get these people want to do that.
Sure.
But you know what? He learned the language. He learned how to speak English.
Bet he went through the proper channels, too.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, what do you know?
All of that stuff. Yep.
So you guys, I like it.
Yeah.
Feisty on a Monday.
Emotion takes these people over, and they hear, you know, immigration ban, and they just think, you bigots, you know? And No, there's more to it. It's not just a knee-jerk reaction of, we're all just bigots who don't want people in here in America. No, we're just wanting things to happen legally.
So the deal is this. The deal is this. Kellyanne Conway, she's on Fox Sunday yesterday pushing back with all this about the executive order barring refugees and people from 7 majority Muslim nations. She said, these 7 countries, what about the 46 majority Muslim countries that are not included? Right, there are a total. And this undercuts this whole nonsense about the Muslim ban. There's a bunch of countries that are Muslim majority, but there's 7 that they have singled out. Okay. On Face the Nation, Keith Ellison, he's a Democratic congressman from Minnesota. He is a Muslim, and he is a member of the Congress, and he is a candidate for the head of the Democratic National Committee. Okay, he said, quote, but it is a religiously based ban. I mean, our Constitution says Congress shall make no law that establishes a religion or a bridge for the free exercise thereof. He then says, if they can ban Muslims, why can't they ban Mormons? Why can't they ban Seventh-day Adventists? Because there aren't any extreme Mormon terrorists trying to blow stuff up.
How many Mormons are going out and taking guns to people in crowds and things like that?
There haven't been any terrorists from the Seventh-day Adventists who have decapitated people.
That's why whenever they make the correlations to the Jews in World War II.
Right?
Yeah, no, but the Jews weren't trying to kill anybody.
No. Now, for their part, Canada is here to help for all those poor refugees. Kennedy says, if you're stuck and you can't get to America, you can stay here for a while.
For a while.
We're not saying you
not
can land
forever.
Here. No. And look.
It's like a staycation.
What?
That seems opportunist to me, too,
it
though.
It does.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Like, America's doing something that people aren't agreeing with, so let's show them that we're not like that here in Canada.
No. So, anyhow, this is, I guess, going to... Oh, and by the way, it's 6 o'clock this evening. The Democrats are going to have a rally on the steps of the Supreme Court to demand the president withdraw his executive order. Nancy Pelosi said all members are urged to come to express our solidarity. Hoping to take legislative action, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer said, if we get a few more Republicans, I think we might be able to pass legislation to overturn it. It will be up to the Republicans to make it happen. Well, you know, there are a lot of people, again, and I know it's bumpkin America. I know it's where all the stupid people live, but there are some people who think this is an okay idea.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But if you do, you're a stupid person, okay?
Of course, oh yeah.
So, and you're probably conservative and stuff like that. But just remember, you're stupider than all those people who are in Hollywood. They're
They're important and smart.
Someone texted in and said, these stars that live in walled-off security-guarded homes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That goes all the way back to
you
when
know,
Martin
bodyguards
Sheen.
Bodyguards and stuff.
Martin Sheen was saying, you know, we need to take in the homeless. And we suggested, why didn't he take about 10 or 12 in and live with him?
Yeah, how many rooms are in your mansion?
Yeah. Staycation at Martin's house.
Yeah. Hey. I don't know if we have time to do it today, but there's an article in the New Yorker called The Survival of the Richest, and it has to do with a bunch of people in Silicon Valley and what they are doing to protect themselves because they believe that civilization as we know it is going to be collapsing any day now.
Oh, yeah.
Any day now, so we'll see.
Trump tweets.
In the meantime, we got something out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to start with yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted, somebody with aptitude and conviction should buy the fake news and failing New York Times and either run it correctly or let it fold with dignity.
Fake news. Fake news.
And then he goes on after that.
Yeah.
Our country needs strong borders and extreme vetting now. Look what is happening all over Europe and indeed the world, a horrible mess.
Yeah.
The joint statement of former presidential candidates John McCain and Lindsey Graham is wrong. They are sadly weak on immigration. The two senators should focus their energies on ISIS, illegal immigration, and border security instead of always looking to start World War III. And then just this morning, he started tweeting about 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
Only 109 people out of 325,000 were detained and held for questioning. Big problems at airports were caused by Delta computer outage, protesters, and the tears of Senator Schumer. Secretary Kelly said that all is going well with very few problems. Make America safe again.
Yeah.
And then just 20 minutes ago, he tweeted, there is nothing nice about searching for terrorists before they can enter our country. This was a big part of my campaign. Study the world.
Yeah. You know, 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that, Jay Sokol was working here, and
right.
He was our news director. And of course, he immediately came to work here, got married, and went on a honeymoon trip around the world thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gone for a year. How does that happen?
A year? But,
yeah, he was. He was gone for a year.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, but he remembers distinctly going to the airport in Israel and landing there and waiting on his baggage. And all of a sudden, he feels this dog's nose right up against him.
Me.
And it was a bomb-sniffing dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he looked up and he said, and there was an Israeli soldier, and he wasn't smiling and he wasn't apologizing.
No. Nope.
That's the way that they do it over there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And maybe folks here are just going to have to get used to it, but you know.
We're just so sensitive.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I thought I was offended, but no, afterwards I realized I felt secure.
Yeah,
More safe.
And those Israeli forces guys are awesome.
Yeah.
They are amazing. They do Krav Maga and they're deadly.
Yeah, this is, again, they're not doing it for fun. They're here to protect their people and protect their borders.
And they're not doing it to offend people.
That's right.
They're doing it to keep them alive.
I want you to be safe.
Companies' copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It can happen because you're remodeling. It can happen because you've seen a wild plant that you'd like to tame and call your own, or maybe you just want to move a plant from one spot in your yard to another. Transplanting can fit right into your picture, and this is the time. I'll be back with details right after this message. Are you looking for the recommended varieties of fruit and pecan trees for your part of Texas? You need to contact Womack Nursery in De Leon. They grow most of their nursery stock. They will be available mid-December through mid-March each year. They've been doing it for generations. They work hand-in-hand with Texas A&M to have the recommended varieties available for you. They have a huge selection of many types of nut and fruit trees. You can order by phone at 254-893-6497. Request their catalog. That's 254-893-6497. Or you can order online anytime at womacknursery.com. W-O-M-A-C-K, WomackNursery.com. Their catalog is a great reference. The website is a beautiful and very useful, helpful website. They're in De Leon, right in the heart of Texas, 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, WomackNursery.com. That's Womack's in De Leon, Texas. Now that we're well into the winter, almost to the other side of it, our woody plants are dormant. It's transplanting season again. You need to get it done as soon as possible now. It's a simple rule of green thumb. Almost all plants are best moved when they're not growing actively. For trees and shrubs, that time is now. For the next 2 or 3 weeks, depending on where you are in Texas, your first decision in transplanting an established tree or shrub will be to determine whether it's plausible and justifiable. The larger the tree, the more difficult the transplanting will be, both on you and on the tree. Large trees and shrubs that have been in place for more than a few years will have fully developed root systems. In many cases, you might be better off buying or digging a smaller specimen. It will establish more quickly and suffer less setback in the process. That's even more true with shrubs. If you have mature old shrubs that need to be relocated, it's probably more reasonable just to discard them and buy new and fresh and vigorous plants to take their place. You also want to be sure that any candidate for a move is healthy and vigorous. There's no point in transplanting a weak or misshapen specimen when it takes no more work to plant something better. But how large a plant can you move? When will you need professional help? Home gardeners can usually handle trees and shrubs whose trunks are up to 2 and maybe 3 inches in diameter. Larger plants are tempting, especially when you're being invited to dig them from nature with no cost or low cost, but they're a whole lot more work and the risks of losing them are much greater due to transplant shock, and especially if you're using some kind of equipment that really isn't made for digging trees. Let's talk about the smaller plants. You want to use a sharpshooter spade to cut most of the lateral roots. If you encounter large roots, use lopping shears or a pruning saw, but take great patience to keep the soil ball intact. That soil ball should be 14 to 15 inches in diameter for a tree with a 1-inch trunk and 18 to 20 for a 2-inch trunk and up to 24 to 26 inches for a 3-inch specimen. It's easier to complete the transplanting if you first dig a trench around the soil ball so you can angle that sharpshooter in beneath to cut the taproot. You need to wrap it in burlap. Untreated burlap is best because you can leave it in place and it will decay over the first 6 or 8 months. Lift the plant by the soil ball and hold that burlap tightly in place. Set it at the same depth at which it was growing before. Stake and guide as needed. As you fill the hole back in, water it deeply to get the air out of the planting hole. I'm Neil Sperry, and best garden tools in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In A&M men's basketball over the weekend, Javon Carter had 19 points to lead number 18 West Virginia over the Aggies 81-77 in the first game of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the loss.
Well, one, they made shots. They came out at the beginning of the game. Their post guys were making 17-footers, and I think they make 7 threes in the first half. And two, we missed opportunities around the basket. Our post guys were going too fast. We were soft around the goal, and not being their physicality gave us problems. But the second half, I thought we gave ourselves opportunities. But we played 2 walk-ons on the perimeter today, and they gave us good minutes. But their guards were really good.
The Mountaineers led by as many as 20 in the second half, but Admon Gilder led the Aggies on a 22-8 scoring run to bring them within 6. The Aggs drop to 11-9 on the season, but return home and jump back into SEC play next Tuesday as they host Vanderbilt inside Reed Arena. Tip-off is slated for 8 p.m. with pregame at 7:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, yesterday for the women's basketball team, Victoria Vivian scored 18 points, and number 4 Mississippi State beat A&M 71-61. Mississippi State bounced back from its lone loss of the season against number 5 South Carolina on Monday. Texas A&M drops to 15-6 on the season and 5-3 in SEC play. The Maroon and White return home on Thursday to host Florida at 7 p.m. Pregame will be at 6:45, and you can hear it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Don't forget, you can catch both A&M basketball coaches' shows tonight. The Gary Blair Show begins at 6 p.m., followed by the Billy Kennedy Show at 7, and you can hear them both on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college basketball, top-ranked Villanova trailed by as many as 10 in the second half on Sunday before Dante DiVincenzo scored on a tip-in at the buzzer to give the Wildcats a 61-59 win over 12th-ranked Virginia. Jalen Brunson and Mikhail Bridges each scored 15 points as the Wildcats bounced back from last week's loss to Marquette. Villanova hasn't dropped 2 in a row since 2013. In the NFL, Alex Smith and Andy Dalton threw touchdown passes as the AFC topped the NFC 20-13 in the Pro Bowl at Orlando. Smith hit Delanie Walker for a 26-yard touchdown, and Dalton found Travis Kelce for a 23-yard score while the AFC was building a 20-7 lead. Lorenzo Alexander secured the victory by intercepting Kirk Cousins deep in AFC territory with just over a minute to play. In the NBA,
Matthews looking, Curry trying to come get it, and does in the backcourt against Mills. Screen by Dirk, Curry to his left, stop and go, got to the rim to lay it in with 17.3 seconds to go. What a stop and go by Curry.
Seth Curry scored 24 points in the Dallas Mavericks snapped a 12-game losing streak in San Antonio, beating the Spurs 105-101 last night. Kawhi Leonard had 24 points for San Antonio, which lost consecutive games for just the second time this season. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis,
and Harden back in there for Houston with 5 fouls, has the ball. He drives it to the left wing where Jefferson cuts him off, knocks the ball into the corner, and then turns it over for the 7th time. George running 3-on-2 on the break for 3.
Boom, baby, out on the right top.
Paul George had 33 points and 9 rebounds while hounding James Harden on defense most of the night, leading the Indiana Pacers to a 120-101 rout of the Houston Rockets yesterday. Indiana has won 3 straight. Ryan Anderson led the Rockets with 27 points. And in Melbourne, a pair of 35-year-olds are the reigning Australian Open singles champions after Roger Federer followed Serena Williams' win with a victory over Rafael Nadal. Federer claimed his 18th career Grand Slam title and 5th Australian Open crown by outlasting Nadal. Federer became the oldest man since Ken Rosewall in 1972 to win a slam. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet to wish you a happy new year. What's the perfect way to ring in your 2017? With an amazing deal on a new car, truck, or SUV. Like a new 2017 Chevrolet Cruze Sedan LT at an incredibly low payment of just $176 a month. That's right, only $176 a month with zero down for a new Chevy Cruze at Tom Light Chevrolet. New year, new deals, and new choices. Over 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Tom Light Chevrolet off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or for the most competitive online pricing around, TomLight.com. Take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on 39-month lease, zero due at signing, no security deposit required, TTL and fees extra, lease with approved credit, additional charge of 25 cents per mile over 32,500 miles. Not all will qualify. Expires 1/31/17. See dealer for details.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, it's the new year. People now are making resolutions, things like that. You got any sort of suggestions that people might have for their resolutions this year?
How about having your own workout facility in your own backyard? A heated swimming pool can do that for you, Brad.
That's awesome. Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com. They've got easy financing and 48-hour approval guaranteed, and that free Hayward heater deal has been so successful, they're going to extend it one more month. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Man, the weather is just going to be spectacular. 73 for a high temperature next couple of days. We're up to 77 on Wednesday, and there's sunshine all the way through. Thursday, we get some clouds and a slight chance of showers, but the temps will be great. 40.